This is Randy Barnes from the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, also known as Hope Services. We are starting a series of shows called What's Your Story? Everyone has a story, and they all are worth telling. I have Chris Scarberry with me today. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Randy Barnes.
Where were you born?
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Do you remember anything about Little Rock, Arkansas?
No, because I was too young. I was about three when you moved up into Ohio.
Yeah, you moved up to Ohio. Do you remember where you moved to first?
Napoleon.
Did you go to, I thought you went to Bowling Green first.
No, we moved to Napoleon first, then to Bowling Green.
Came to Napoleon first. What do you remember most about growing up in Napoleon?
I like it in Napoleon, and I have a lot of friends around here.
All right, if you could live anywhere, where would you be?
Hawaii.
And why do you want to be in Hawaii?
Because it's warm all year round, not to worry about the snow flying.
All right, that'd be pretty nice. Okay, what do you do for fun?
I'm involved in horseback and Special Olympics basketball. I also help Granite U out a lot.
Describe the best part of your day.
Getting to play basketball.
All right, so basketball is like maybe your favorite thing. So in a typical day during basketball season, you just can't wait for the basketball game.
Right.
Okay, tell me about your most memorable experience that you've ever had, something that really sticks out that happened in your life.
I get helping out when I was on the disaster team from the Red Cross. We got to go down and help pass meals out for the volunteers who were helping clean up from the tornadoes. That really stuck out to me.
Where was that at? Because that would be memorable.
That was in Wauseon.
All right. And you were on the disaster relief team. You had to have special training?
Yes.
Okay, what are you most proud of?
Helping people, helping out.
Yeah, I'd say that experience with the disaster team, probably. Okay, what are you looking forward to as you look into your future? What are you looking to do?
Getting my new bed.
Okay, that's legitimate. You're going to buy a new bed. Have you ever had a new bed in your life?
No, I have not.
So you're looking forward to the day that you can get that new bed. Hey, if you could do this, and this might be a little hard, describe yourself in three words or less.
Look, I'd like to volunteer and help out.
Okay, so helpful. Describe yourself in three words or less. You said helpful. Any other words that if people think about Chris Scarberry, they're going to think about?
Kind. I'm really kind.
Very good. And another one.
That's hard to say.
Helpful and kind and outgoing.
Outgoing.
Because you do like to talk a little bit to people. What's one thing people would never guess about Chris? Is there anything that
no.
that somebody would go, oh my gosh, I didn't know he could do that?
No.
Oh. What would you like people to know about you that maybe they don't know already?
Not really, nothing.
Nothing?
No.
So there's a... Okay, tell us about your work life.
I've been at McDonald's for 3 years. I am the maintenance guy now.
Okay, tell me what maintenance does.
I clean the restaurant, basically. I also have to clean the deep fryers daily.
Do you like your job?
Yes.
Tell me, what has Hope Services done to help you out in life? Think about the things how Hope Services has helped you.
Help me out by having a job coach that comes to me. If I need some assistance at my job, I just have to call her up and say, hey, I need some assistance with something, and she'll come in and help me out.
All right, so that's... Provided a job coach for you. Is there anything else that...
They provide transportation for me.
All right. Hope provides your transportation so you can get to work and...
In the winter time.
Right.
Because in the summer, I ride my bike back and forth.
That's right. All right. What else? What else has Hope done? I think they've one more thing they've done for you.
Help me get friends because of playing basketball and being involved in Special Olympics.
So socially, that... stretched your social life out.
Yes.
Did you have an SSA?
Yes, Bob Kiefer.
And how does your SSA help you?
He used to take me to doctor's appointments and stuff.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Tom and Vivian, I like to say hi to them.
Anybody else?
Stacy from horseback riding.
I'd like to say thank you, Chris, for being on the radio today. And if anyone out there has any questions about Hope Services or would be interested in helping out some way, please call 419-599-2892. That's the Maumee Street office. And if you have a question about early intervention or supported employment services, call 419-592-0126. That's the Scott Street office.
On March 3rd is the annual Hope Services Soup Challenge at the Filling Home, south of Napoleon, from 5 to 7. Free will offering. Come on out, have some great soup.
On March 15th, there is a general election and a chance for you to exercise your right to vote. So until next time, thank you for listening. Make sure to get up, get out, and vote.